Legalization of cannabis is just around the corner in Canada, but many people dealing with a variety of ailments have been using it for years, often without the financial support of their drug plan. A new program from Manulife Financial and Shoppers Drug Mart is working to provide a more comprehensive approach to medical marijuana. Here to tell us more is Donna Carbell, SVP Group Benefits at Manulife. She's in Waterloo, Ontario. Hello there.
Hi there.
Tell us how this plan is going to work.
Well, the Manulife Medical Marijuana Program is really, it's the first in Canada, as you say, that offers a comprehensive case management through Shoppers Drug Mart. The medical marijuana dispensing coordination is done through Shoppers, point of sale claims processing, and there is a terrific patient support, oversight, and outreach program.
What is new? Because you had already had some coverage in the past, is that right?
That's right. Medical marijuana was always available through what's called a healthcare spending account. But that's not really, wasn't really meeting our plan sponsors' needs. They were really looking for a program that offers a controlled, responsible, and caring way for plan sponsors to support their employees who are in need of relief from, you know, ailments like chronic pain or other serious discomforts that medical marijuana has some evidence to prove its viability with.
Now, previous coverage, there has been some quite focused areas. Pain, as you mentioned, arthritis, HIV, AIDS. What conditions will this new program cover?
Yeah, so we're going to start with conditions that have the greatest amount of evidence. So we're starting with things like stiffness, involuntary muscle spasms for folks that are suffering from multiple sclerosis, nausea, vomiting in people that are undergoing chemotherapy, and that chronic neuropathic pain is a big piece as well.
What is the, for the plan sponsors, I guess that's the employers, correct?
Yep, primarily. There are some plan sponsors that are large union groups, for example.
Is there a cost benefit to them or to the healthcare system when cannabis is used to treat issues versus traditional pharmaceuticals? So I wonder, here's a tangible example. Is cannabis cheaper than Xanax for treating anxiety?
Right. So it's a little early to say, and primarily because it hasn't been really widely covered under benefit programs. Plan sponsors are going to be adding new covered benefits, so costs they may increase quite seriously. But I think the controls that are included in the program, we have a prior authorization program, limits, that ongoing case management will help to ensure the cost is well managed, that there's not abuse in the system. But we do expect to be able to demonstrate over time that the use of medical marijuana in patients, really should parallel a decrease in the use of more conventional treatments such as opioids. It's just a little early to tell at the moment.
What is the cultural shift that is required for this to see uptake in not just in the healthcare world, but in workplaces? Because many of us, I'm a Gen Xer, there was really no difference between cannabis and heroin when I was growing up. It was all one and the same, and you were going to the dark side of hell if you did anything. So
yeah.
That isn't the case, not only when it comes to medical marijuana, but even recreational marijuana has been demonized in the past. What kind of cultural issues are we talking about?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think medical marijuana has been a valid treatment option in Canada for a number of years. It is recognized under Health Canada through the access of cannabis for medical purposes. But I think the advent of the recreational legalization has really kind of brought it to the forefront as a more acceptable treatment. So we have had very little uptake to date on accepting medical marijuana. However, I think a lot of that is because it's such a challenging environment for patients to work through. You know, there's over 90 different licensed producers, hundreds of different strains.
Wow.
And sponsors are struggling with ensuring that they're providing sort of a safe environment. So when you ask about the culture, I think plan sponsors, employers are also working through things like ensuring that they have introduced medical marijuana into procedures, human resource programs, that kind of thing. And there's a whole body of work that has to happen with the employer to be able to work through that. But I mean, I think it's changing, and I think that it's a new treatment option out there. And I think like any other new treatment, it'll take a little time.
does it get into the hands of patients in the same way as a prescription drug does? As in, does your physician need to write you a prescription for it in the same way?
It's similar, a little different. So because it doesn't have a drug identification number, it's not actually a prescription. So physicians will write a recommendation. So they'll fill out some medical documentation to recommend medical marijuana. But it does have to be by a licensed practitioner. And then from there, prior to this program, there are these 90 different licensed producers, and those producers dispense medical marijuana through mail order. So tomorrow with this program, what we're hoping to do is provide that controlled environment where the patient, the physician will write that medical document. The physician or the patient will contact Manulife, provide that documentation, and Manulife will assess the submission and then connect him with the Shoppers Drug Mart case management program, who will then help to coordinate with the drug dispensaries, and it will still be dispensed by an authorized and properly licensed producer and coordinated home delivery.
How does cannabis differ from other drugs? You don't worry about popping a Lipitor as you walk to your desk, right? Whereas you would if you were consuming medical marijuana, that might affect your performance at the office.
Yeah, I think, again, it's very new. There are lots of guidelines and documentation through Health Canada on medical marijuana, who should be taking medical marijuana, who should not be. There are different methods. I think we all think of sort of smoking, but there's other oils and ingestions and capsules, and there's different methods that are also coming online and provide that faster relief. I think in terms of the impact to the workplace, really, if we can, if medical marijuana is proven to be effective with a particular patient and reduces some of that chronic pain, we actually think there'll be a positive impact in mm-hmm. terms of absenteeism and productivity in the workplace.
Fascinating stuff. Donna, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Donna Carbell is SVP Group Benefits at Manulife. She joined us from Waterloo, Ontario.